Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We're leaving, and I was a little worried, Jack. I had just the back of my mind. I was like, did Kellen get swayed at all? Was he swayed
by the gloves?
By the gloves, by Trae Young Cooley, and giving him a high five and saying thanks for coming out. And he was there with his buddy. And I was like, all right, I got it. So I looked over at him as we were walking out, father and son. And I looked at him and said, BBN.
And James Strebel.
He gave me a little fist bump and went, BBN. Bam, Jack! That's how it's done, baby. BBN, fist bump. BBN.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder that UPS Jobs Kentucky is now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time package handler positions, plus a $200 bonus for every single person you refer to work at UPS. It's for a limited time. UPS is offering a $25 gift card for you to get some work boots. How about that? If you choose to work the dayside operation, graduate debt-free today. Apply today. UPSJobsKY.com. We have tons of texts coming down. 437-9680. It's Governor's Cup week. We'll get to that. I want to get to some college basketball as well. Kentucky plays tonight. Kentucky, it was Friday they beat Ohio down in
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beating Ohio down in the second half.
Like that 77-51, something like that.
It wasn't a 20-point game. It was an 18-point game. As remember, they scored at the end.
Ohio, is that what it is?
Ohio scored at the end to make it an 18-point game, I believe. We have that.
Not a 20-point win. Got to crush them.
Got to crush them. Got to crush them.
They covered the number,
though. Well, how dare they?
Well, I wanted to,
I had them.
I wanted to ask Jack about this because we haven't got into it other than the 8, 9, and 10-year-olds chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," in Tuscaloosa. So you went to Alabama.
Yes, I did.
How was it? Probably a good weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what happened? You left, what, Friday morning?
Yeah. Yes.
Bright and early, you got down there. Tell us what happened.
We got in probably around 4-ish o'clock.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we walked around campus a little bit with Ethan. And then I went to a barbecue joint with him. Had some drinks, had some barbecue. Some of the best wings I've had. It was some damn good wings.
Well, there we go.
And then I had, you know, again, some drinks, and I basically pre-gamed the Alabama basketball game.
Now, you went and saw Nate Oates.
Saw Nate Oates, like, up close. Like, you guys had some good seats.
Yeah, we were, like, 7-8 rows up.
Well, how did you get that good a seat?
Whoa.
Just because nobody wanted to go, and you just walked up?
Much. Okay.
Well, football season.
Like, I have no idea if those were actually where the seats were that we had, but,
It's not like you can't do that at, you know, the M Center Rupp Arena.
Yeah, I mean,
anyway,
pretty much basketball.
We're like, can you believe it? Nobody was there. Can you believe that nobody was there? Jack walked up to the seventh row. I'm like, I can.
Yeah, it's happening it's around here. Yeah.
By the way, I didn't know Michigan got smoked last night by 18.
They did.
All right, so they're overrated. How about that?
Yeah.
Doesn't Arizona have, like, a lot of foreign players? Like, isn't that all that Sean Miller could get? Sean Miller.
The
now,
new guy.
The Gonzaga.
What's his name?
Why am I blanking on?
Goodness. God. Yes.
This is bad.
Doesn't matter. Is it Tom something?
Tommy Lloyd.
Okay. That's it. Yeah, he tried to sniff around Ty and got burned.
I thought it was Tommy Floyd or Tom Floyd, and that was the Bulls coach, the Iowa State coach.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we were close. Okay.
Floyd.
So you got Tim Floyd. So, yes, boy. We're not doing good. And kudos to you for knowing that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're there. You're seven rows deep. You're 18 vodka and cranberries or
pretty
lemonade
much.
Or whatever.
Lemonade. That was the drink.
Vodka lemonade. And Nate Oates had to look fantastic. He had a suit on and everything.
Yes, he had the plaid suit on. He was glistening. And Alabama basketball just waxed. I think it was Oakland they played.
You fell in love with Nate Oates. Yes.
Yes, the play style,
would you
threes,
trade,
everything.
Would you trade Mike Woodson for Nate Oates?
Come on.
Yes, of course.
Okay, wow. I just wanted to. I would
trade Cal for Nato.
I would not.
Yeah, you would.
No.
You already did. You did this last year.
We're not trading Cal. I said, I like that style of play, and Calipari's playing that style a little more this season.
No,
yes, he is.
No, he's not. Cal hasn't changed anything.
Yes, he has.
That was a lie.
That's not a lie.
You said it last. Anyway, all right. So all right. He was glistening. Yes. Then what?
So after the basketball game, we made our way to the frat house for the band party.
So, what's the name of that band again?
Murda Beats or something.
Murda
Beats. Like
Murda Beats.
Yeah. Murda Beats.
And okay. Basically, from then, it was around 9:30 until about 1:30, we were at the band party.
There we go. That's right.
Just, you know, drinking beer.
Little keg?
People.
Is a keg there?
They didn't have kegs, but they had like a tower of beer cans.
Oh, okay. That works too. That's what I'm talking about. A little tower of beer cans. Yes. All right.
It was a big tower of beer cans. So, and that's pretty much what the night was.
And were you falling in love during this too?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you imagine this scene that Jack was in?
Yeah, I'm
you picture it in your head.
Yeah, that's why I'm zoned out. I'm looking. I'm not looking at either one
of
you. I'm staring at Clorox wipes, which is an odd thing that I didn't need to tell you. And I'm thinking directly of what he went through.
Yeah, it's great.
Because I didn't do anything all weekend, and Jack had a great time.
It was just a bunch of, you know.
Did you lie to any female? You had to, right? You lie. I mean,
tell me you're an ESPN employee.
No, yeah, you lied.
Yeah,
please,
of course,
production assistant.
Yeah,
you're in town because you know Alabama might make the college football playoff.
Right. Marty Smith is my guy. Like,
yes. You ever heard of the Bear? I help
you
the
ever,
Bear.
You ever heard of Lee Corso? No. He said,
Feinbaum. You know Feinbaum? I'm his assistant.
You know the guy who puts the mascot head on?
Yeah, the mascot guy. You know him?
Yes. All right, so you fell in love. Yes. So that was all night that night.
Yes.
How early do you wake up on Saturday then?
Went to bed probably around 2:33-ish. Woke up about 9:30.
Well, that's good.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah,
wow.
That's good.
That takes a lot.
And we did some pre-gaming before going back to the frat house for their tailgate. We had to buy a second round of mixer.
That's right, Jack. The only time you start, you got up at 9. What time? When did you have your first drink?
About 10:15.
Well, 10:15, yeah.
And we go to the frat. We're, you know, doing the thing there. There's all the people tailgating. They had free food. Ooh. It's great. So,
oh, man.
Yes, I did get starstruck. I was starstruck.
Really?
I was starstruck many times, yeah, of the ladies. But I got starstruck.
I thought you meant like a celebrity.
No.
There was a celebrity.
There was a celebrity.
Okay.
So me and my buddy that I came down with we were going to walk from the frat to another tailgate on the quad.
Okay.
Before going into the stadium.
Go through the quad.
Yes. All of a sudden, there's there's like a really fancy car that pulls up. And my friend turns around, and as the guy gets out of the car, he goes, "Hi, Mr. Namath."
Oh!
Wow.
Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe. Yeah.
He's overrated.
How about that?
Did you tell him he was overrated?
Wow. He had shades on?
Yeah, he had shades on.
He tried to sell you some insurance. Colonial Pen.
I couldn't say a word.
Joe Namath.
Yes. You tell me he's overrated?
No.
You tell me he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame?
Did you ask about Susie Colbert?
I just
when you get that sound
to him, said
you, you waved and said hi to Joe Namath.
Hi, Mr. Namath. And then I asked my buddy, "Can we get a photo with him?" And my buddy wouldn't let me.
He wouldn't let you. Why?
He was like, he gets enough photos. And normally I'm
all. Oh, you tell your buddy to bleep off. And I want to go take a picture with Joe Namath.
How does he know? How does your buddy know? Like what happens with Joe Namath?
Right. Like he's a PR guy or something.
Normally I'm on that side of things where I don't want to bother the people, but I drink it enough at that point to where I didn't.
That's when you go and get the picture. Yes. Like, Joe Namath, he would be fine with it.
Yes, but, yeah, no.
Texas says, did Jack play the audio of his IU question to any ladies at the frat party? It's a good question.
That is a good question.
Did
you tell Greg Doyle wrote an article about you?
I did tell a couple of people that CBS wrote an
Yeah, there we go.
That is a thing that did happen.
All right, turn me up, by the way. Turn me up here. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
hours. I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
It was awful.
What a great all-time moment.
This was a documentary about it. It cut to Joe Namath being serious about it.
He made a documentary of that?
Yeah. We had to apologize. Texas says, did Blank wipe any booty up this weekend? Well, how do you think Lamar Jackson got sick?
Oh. And he went to the other tailgate in the quad.
He's still going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
all right, so you went to the game. Everything was good.
It was great. And by then, Tuscaloosa had kicked my ass at that point.
But you're done. Sure.
Yeah,
you're tired.
So I was done. We went back to my brother's place, and it was just a night of chilling and eating. And
recovering, yeah,
taking ibuprofen.
Oh, see, that's weak, Jack.
You gotta go, yeah, one more,
you
man.
Got, yeah, you gotta rally for one more.
One more.
My original plan was to rally, but I sat on that couch. I was like, I'm done.
I'm not moving. I'm not getting up.
I had already been successful.
Fair enough.
For the weekend.
Texas says, rig the pig.
It's the same texter who calls me piggy swine every day. I don't know why they're so obsessed with me being a swine.
Texas says, what does Streeble think of Reed Shepard? Yeah, bleep Reed Shepard, man. Don't congrats him, man.
Congrats,
He ruined it.
He did.
He committed it at 9 a.m.
on a Saturday
breakfast
in
time
November.
On a college football Saturday. Yeah. And gave us nothing.
That was the first thing I heard when I walked down the stairs. And one of my other friends that came down, is also friends with Ethan, is a huge BBN terrorist.
Oh, good.
And the first thing he said to me was Cal got him.
Everyone was taking just absolute runs at Pat Forty. Remember, he wrote the article, "The State of Kentucky versus John Calipari."
Oh, yes,
dude,
yes.
Everybody was taking massive runs at Pat Forty.
Yep,
that was the funniest thing from the Reed Shepard. That the minute he committed, Jack, these people, these BBN terrorists, had those tweets fired off and ready
and
to go.
Poor Pat Forty's timeline just boom.
He's there for the smoke.
Yeah, that's
Forty
true.
Forty ain't worried about the smoke.
That's true. That's a good
Texas
point.
Texas says, Namath wants nothing more than getting his ego stroked. I agree with that.
He would have loved
with
it.
That guy. That
I regret not forcing getting that photo.
Yeah, I'm with you. You should have done that.
Yes. Texas says, Dribble, do you want to sing happy birthday to Reed Shepard now?
This is his birthday today?
I don't I,
no,
I think
not,
this weekend.
Not until he scores a point. For Kentucky, he's got to do something first.
One just, singular point.
No, well, I'm just saying, just committing doesn't warrant birthday song wishes.
Unless it's Shaden Sharp.
Yes, I'll sing to Shaden Sharp. It's a little different.
Did Jack puke like the guy at the Kings game?
I did not puke.
Was it a guy at the Kings game that puked on the floor?
Oh, I didn't
see
that.
You didn't see that?
No, I did not see that at all. So the Sacramento Kings and not the Los Angeles Kings. The basketball team, not the hockey team.
Louis Verbeau texts me. We got to get to him.
We have got to get to Louis Verbeau.
Jack may not even know this, so hang on.
This is deep into Saturday night.
Louis Verbeau texts me right now. Stay at home, Streeble, telling Jack he needs to rally is massive hypocrisy.
I am... There's a part of me that's disappointed that I didn't rally. But
I was Jack's age, Louis.
But I'm also like, I accomplished everything I wanted to.
And just to defend myself, just for 1 second, when I was Jack's age, Louis,
you would have
rallied, man. I'm 40 years old. I'm past rallying. I'm done.
I did it all.
I'll say there have been times where I have rallied.
Like, yeah.
When I was at IU Cincinnati, I tailgated. I was probably even worse off than I was this weekend.
Get through the game.
And then right after that, I was like, okay, let's go to Roy's.
They don't sell beer at the stadium, right? Yeah. But Alabama, they don't?
You know,
you have to sneak some shooters in or something.
Would you sneak in?
Yeah, some shooters.
Okay, there you go. All right, good.
Now, here's the thing. Jack doesn't even know. Deep into the night on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I want to set this up for everybody. On Saturday, Lou City got absolutely robbed.
I did okay. see
that. Understand.
Okay, yes. But I mean, so Jack wants to do this rant about how soccer doesn't have a real clock, and everyone has heard
He's
this
right
rant.
About that.
Yeah, but Strubel, everyone's heard that.
I agree. I understand.
The world, everyone has yes. heard it, and everyone agrees with it.
Yes.
And it's
Except
silly.
For the soccer people that were all mad about it on Saturday.
Well, it was like 2 minutes. It was like 4 minutes of stoppage time.
Yeah.
And we're 6 minutes deep,
and they're still going.
And they gave Tampa Bay, Jack. It's unbelievable. Because I'm watching it, because if they play on Saturday or on Sunday, you know, we were going to do programming
Absolutely,
around
yeah.
it. Like,
championship game.
Like, yeah, and, you know, I'm putting stuff together already. I had family in town. I didn't do a damn thing this weekend. So I'm watching it, and, I mean, it was like a movie. They gave them one last corner for the season. This is Tampa Bay had one more kick from the corner for the season. They kick it. The ball goes just everywhere, and it ends up in the back of the net.
Ooh.
At the final, like literally the final kick of the season that was 2 minutes past, okay?
Yeah.
And it's at Tampa. It's a complete, like if Blankenbaker
was a Loose City
was
fan.
A Loose City, like he would have a shotgun and he would be going to Tampa. I'm not kidding. And so then it goes to overtime, and then Tampa scores again, and Loose City loses.
Right.
In
heartbreaking fashion.
And Louis Rabeau and is a big Lou City fan.
He is.
Louis Rabeau and Jason Entz get into it.
They battle.
They battle over John Hackworth in Lou City.
At midnight.
And I'm pretty sure Louis won. Louis's like, and Entz is acting like he's got, you know, all this inside info on why John Hackworth left.
Right.
And Louis's like, well, the rest of us don't have that, so I'm crushing.
Yeah.
And so I would need to go back. I mean, because, you know, everything was foggy at this point.
Absolutely.
It's midnight, Saturday night, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But you had a little Jason Entz v. Louis Rabeau.
Something I didn't expect
How
to happen.
How about that?
I was sitting on the couch watching God knows what. I think I was watching Arizona State and whoever the hell they played late into the night. And I was watching that, and I'm sitting, you know, we get the alerts. There's a battle going on. And I was like, huh. So I go on to Twitter and see, I was like, Louis Rabeau and Jason Entz.
Going at it.
And Louis's like, no, if you got the goods, give it up.
Oh,
then
yeah.
What's the reason?
Calling Entz. Calling
yeah,
him a shill.
Calling him out. Yeah, calling him a shill.
Called him a Louis City man. Shill.
You company man.
Texas says I was at that game. It was BS. Oh, yeah. I mean, they just kept adding time.
Yeah.
They just kept playing.
More and more.
Like literally, I think they would have played until Tampa Bay scored. Like, I think if they would have played
We're
another...
We're in the 44th minute of stoppage time.
If you said just stop the damn clock like every other sport where there's a fake injury, you don't have a problem.
He had to do it. There you go. He feels better. Look how much better he feels.
It's like a weight lifted off his shoulders.
Like Steve Young winning a Super Bowl.
Get that monkey off my back.
Yeah, remember Steve Young said that? That was you.
Yeah.
Some of your soul just lifted into the air. Texas says, did Jack meet any women?
Yes, I met women.
You talk to him?
Yeah.
Any phone numbers?
No.
What's he going to do? Go back down there this weekend?
Well, you never know.
I'm going back down
Drive
there graduation weekend.
There you go.
That's disappointing because that's Derby weekend.
Oh, you can't do that.
Oh, no. You
can't do that. Yeah, I mean, your brother won't even... He
won't care that you're there or not.
It's not that my brother would care. It's
your parents.
I get it.
Well, you're going to have to go to Tuscaloosa instead of Derby?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been, yeah.
By the way, I took my thank you to Darren Rogers. He gave me a little hookup.
Oh,
two things on this. On Saturday, went to Churchill Downs for a little while.
Did you? All right.
First time ever in sweatpants.
Oh,
so
good.
I felt like Cooper Hassan. That's number one. And number two, you know how the museum? Have you seen the great? I think it's the greatest race. Is the movie they play?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. Field trips.
Okay, field trips. There you go. Fair enough.
Yeah,
before going to the Louisville baseball.
You know, they've updated it since the last Derby. Obviously,
sure.
They've updated it. You know, the end. You know, and everything else.
So what do they do this year with the ending?
Well, what they did was, and I'm blanking. Who won the Derby?
Mandaloon.
That's the one that
Bob Baffert.
No, Medina Spirit.
Yeah, Medina Spirit. That's it. Yes.
And so they zoom in on the horse.
Uh-oh.
And in the right there, clear as day. Had a mask on, clear as day.
Mark Blankenbaker.
Oh, there he is.
Right there.
Oh, perfect.
I told my dad that's a Louisville man.
Right there is the definition of a Louisville man.
He's a Louisville man.
He had the mask on and everything.
Mr. L1C4.
Following the rules, the protocols.
Was he throwing an L's up in the photo?
Yes. He was in his heart.
Oh, goodness.
He's throwing an L's up in his heart. Maybe not physically, but he's always L's up in his spirit.
I'm not going to read that one, sir. He this guy, the last time I was at a college football game, a man peed on people. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Probably is going to happen
Saturday.
Saturday night.
At Cardinal Stadium.
God.
It's going to be a mess, Andy.
Dude, I know it's going to be a mess. I told Dieter to watch out. Everyone needs to be careful. I'm not kidding.
Head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel on Saturday night.
Dieter, you bum. Go Cats! Where's Blank? L's down, Blankenbaker. Is Biscuit around here too? I got something for
Biscuit. Is Biscuit going or what?
I don't know. I bet Biscuit goes. He'll make an appearance, right?
Oh, man. I think so. That one.
Yeah, Ethan Moore, he'll be there, I'm sure.
I think I'm going.
Are you going to go?
I think so.
Okay, yes. Okay.
I have family in town also that I think we're going to do stuff earlier the day with.
Right. Yeah. Well, that works out for you perfectly, though, since the game's later in the night. Now you have plenty of time.
Let's play some Satterfield Sound next segment.
Okay.
Since we're already in all these hijinks, you said you had a UK Ohio take that you haven't heard anybody have. Didn't
no,
you
that was
say
last
that?
Week.
Well, that was last week?
That was last
Are
Friday.
You sure?
Yeah, I promise
am I,
you.
Am
yeah.
I imagining that?
That was last week.
Oh.
We were, they were talking about the three-point shooting. I was like, we have three-point shooters, too?
No, I guess you don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have any take on that?
No, just other than the fact that they were able to weather the storm when Tshiebwe went down. I mean, that was what one of the narratives, like what happens when Oscar Tshiebwe goes down and takes away one of the biggest weapons in your offensive rebounder. And they were able to get through that. And Bryce Hopkins actually put up some pretty – way better than Damian Collins. I mean, Hopkins went in, got 7-7 for him in the first half, and then he had to sit down because Tshiebwe was back. But other than that, I thought it was a – you know, Ty had 20-11. Keon Brooks had 22-8. I thought they played really, really well. Davion Mintz came in and played well. I mean, Kentucky. I mean, they answered a question, but it was against Ohio. I'll put that caveat on it. They answered a question, but it was against Ohio.
But at least it's a quality. It's enough of a quality team
right.
to where it's a data point that I don't mind using in a small way.
Sure, in a small window. Yeah,
whereas some of these games,
like tonight,
I don't, including tonight.
This team's 0-4.
I don't know, Jack, I know you were out of town. I don't know how much you saw of Louisville. I mean, Louisville just in an absolute dogfight with Detroit Mercy. And I am very – here's what I'm doing with Louisville, okay?
Okay.
Louisville's not very good right now.
No.
At all. I want to be clear with that. Like, my expectation is, I mean, they lose to Mississippi State, and it may not be close. And then when they play Richmond or Maryland, I'm not willing just to, especially if it's Maryland, and I know Maryland ain't great. I'm not
giving, they lost.
Like, there's a chance they go to the Bahamas and are 0-2. Now, the problem that I have is... Right now, the pivot may be right, and it's so easy that I'm not sure how many people are listening to analysis of this Louisville basketball team while Chris Mack's not coaching. Does that make sense? Because it's very easy to dismiss what we're seeing, and I can't sift through if that's what's happening or not. And I'm also struggling because to a certain extent, guys, I do buy that they just got to win some of these games, even if it's ugly.
Right.
Like, even if it's, I mean, when it's a tie, when Detroit Mercy leads.
They led in the second
with
half.
With like 2-3 minutes to go.
Right.
And you need Noah Locke to hit not a fadeaway, a leaning three, and then to make a defensive play. I think it was him or West.
It was
West, I think.
Yeah, West made the defensive play. Locke made the shot.
And I mean, you needed those two guys in the final several possessions to bail you out. So, I'm trying to hold these thoughts in my brain that it is survive in advance, and they do not have Chris Mack, and it is obvious that the coaches behind him are not anywhere near being ready.
No.
to be coaches, to be head coaches. If we were now, that I am also not willing, I'm unwilling to just act like these games and the way they're playing do not matter. Process kind of stole my take this morning that it's substitute teacher. I also feel that.
Dayton Withers pouting.
Well,
for
when Rick Pitino got fired, the players, and remember Anas Mahmood and everybody else, they said, we got to have David Padgett. And then they played like dog bleep for David Padgett.
And threw him under the bus for Kentucky.
Yeah, they didn't do all of the little things that they would have done with Rick Pitino as their head coach.
Sure.
And then, and David Padgett was woefully outcoached, whatever you want to say.
All season long.
In that Kentucky
game specifically.
And Q Snyder and others, because it was obvious, put some of it on David Padgett.
That they weren't prepared.
And there's a little bit of that going on here. Mm. The only thing that's making me not feel stronger about that is, and again, these are all the different tentacles that I have that are in my brain about this basketball team. I also agree with some of the things Strebel has been saying. I'm not in love with the backcourt. I'm not in love with how many of these guys are playing, the inconsistencies that they're playing. I mean, Malik Williams over the weekend was like, hey, guys, we need to wake up. I mean, it's game four.
Right.
You play four of these games, and to already be having those conversations worry me. And then on top of it, I don't even know. The ACC is one team in the top 25. And Duke. It's a Duke team that you're not going to beat.
Right.
I don't even know if the ACC being down is a good thing or bad thing. I could say, well, it's a
bad thing.
Well, I agree with you, but you could say, well, it's a good thing. You're going to beat a bunch of teams, okay?
May have enough wins on your resume to push you through.
But it's also bad because there may not be the quality of games there, right?
Right.
And that would be a worry as well. So I'm very incomplete. The word that I have used has been disjointed with this Louisville basketball team. It doesn't look right. I don't love what they're doing on offense. I most definitely do not love what they're doing on defense. I mean, and Detroit Mercy's a terrible team. I mean, this is a team up in the 200s.
Right.
This is a team that if they would have lost that game on Saturday, if they'd have lost that game on Saturday, we'd have come in here and said, we need to start talking about the team making the NCAA tournament.
We talked about Kentucky last season.
Yeah, to hell with being a top 3-4 team in the ACC. To hell with some of this stuff.
Right.
They need to just scrap together whatever they can, get Chris Mack back, and they better be ready to go. But this is a team that the thought process of there's going to be this second season here in a week or so, that may be true. I don't think it's going to totally be true. I mean, if you believe that Chris Mack is going to clean things up, fair enough. He's got a lot to clean up.
And he's got to do it quick because he got Michigan State and North Carolina State.
This team is extra regular right now, and I feel like you can't trust anybody on the team right now to just be there. And besides Noah Locke, I would say I feel like I don't know what I'm getting. And the Jalen Withers not being one of the better players on the team,
not dialed in at all,
is a problem. Chris Mack talked him up like he could be a pro. It's not sound the alarm, but it's knowing that there is an alarm. I think that's where I am with you, Avell.
There's a button there. One of the things that you and I discussed via text is the idea of Chris Mack gets back and these things get fixed. Man, that's a lot of pressure on Mack. I mean, there was going to be pressure anyway.
Or it's a lot of glory.
You could throw it the other way and say Mack comes back.
That's why he makes $4+ million.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if he's that good, if he's good enough to make that amount of money, then he should be able to come in and fix things and turn it around. But the other side of that is, would it be too late? Are they going to be too far gone? If they go to the Bahamas, get beat twice, all of a sudden they're 3-3.
No, the answer is no.
And you've got Michigan State. You got Michigan State, and then you got North Carolina State. Are the first two games with Mack back?
Right.
And I think both on the road. I mean, that's a quick turnaround. I mean, you go out of the country.
But after that, you get DePaul, Southeastern Louisiana, and at Western.
And then Kentucky's right around the corner.
Yes. So I think you're looking at that time from December 4th.
So you could have a losing record.
December 4th through December 22nd, and it's going to be win one of those Michigan State-NC State games.
Sure.
Is what you want to do.
Do you think they'd win either one of those right now?
No, I don't. Okay. But you have that 18-day span where you have to figure something out before that Kentucky game. You have 18 days to figure something out before
Kentucky. Sure. No, I agree with you, but it's like...
For me, even if you lose those two games, if you somehow find a way to beat Kentucky, none of that matters.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that.
So
I mean,
for me, it's throwing everything in the non-conference first portion of the season into the Kentucky game. It's can you figure out something for that game?
Well, they better get Sherlock Holmes or something to find something out because they ain't happening.
I disagree with that. Louisville just needs to worry about beating any bum on their schedule at this point.
Right.
I'm not even looking at the Kentucky game at this point.
No.
I don't view this the way that I view football. Louisville just needs to come just to get some wins here, but they need to find out also what's going on.
Yeah, like why are these guys not buying? And it could be the substitute teacher thing, because Ethan Moore talked a lot about that on the post-game show too, about, you know, the teachers out, the subs in, you kind of act a little differently with someone else in the room. You're
can
not going to take
them
serious.
I want to be your sub one day.
You can
day.
Be a sub. Yeah.
I would love to be your
you
sub
be a
one
sub.
Day.
Yeah, you could absolutely do that. Yeah.
Mr. Sweet.
What would I need to do?
I would leave. You wouldn't need to. Well, you'd
have
to
fill out paperwork.
You had to fill out paperwork.
That's where I'm not wearing. I'll just say no, I'm not wearing a mask.
You have to do.
I'm not wearing a mask.
You have to.
I'll say I have a religious reason.
Yeah, religious. That might fly. I don't know. I haven't tried that.
At the religious school.
Yeah.
All right, so have a mask on.
Have a mask on. I'll leave you lesson plans.
Okay.
I'll leave you things to do.
We
right?
don't need that.
You don't
but
need
you
that.
You can do
You're
that,
good.
But we don't need that.
I'll leave them there just
what do you
in case.
Teach science?
Yeah.
Is it science?
You'll have a schedule.
A schedule.
You'll have a schedule of where they're supposed to go,
a
what time they're supposed to go.
Then a little planning period. And then a little lunch, and maybe then a little what do they call it? Study hall? A little study hall?
No, there's no study hall. The planning period.
Would you eat in the cafeteria with the kids like Schnapple?
No.
You're not?
I'd probably eat in the teacher's lounge.
You eat in the teacher's lounge?
Yeah.
You can eat in my room if you wanted.
No.
You eat the desk.
Lounge.
Got a big, nice desk.
I'll see what's going on.
Okay.
I don't care what you do. I don't know what you do on that desk.
Nothing.
You're that big, wide desk of yours. I don't want to know.
Grade papers.
There you go.
And drink coffee. That's all I do.
Oh, man. So, yeah, a little lesson plan?
Lesson plan.
I probably
have
to, like, sign something, don't I, with the Archdiocese?
Yeah, you'd have to put in an application.
Okay.
Apply. They probably had to do a background check.
Okay.
All that stuff. And, you know, vaccine stuff has to be passed as well.
Our guy Tate the Stank says Jack thinks they won't beat North Carolina State or Michigan State, but they'll beat UK at Rupp LMAO.
No, I'm not saying they're going to beat UK at Rupp.
Well, then you said like they got to run through these bum teams. I'm like, right. What have you seen that they need to be worried about Kentucky.
They need to be worried about everyone else.
No,
but
like
that,
you're like those 18 days in between, and it's like they play Western and da 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 da. They haven't been running through these bum teams. They've been in games with every single one of them, and they lost to Furman. Every single one of those games has been a competition with Navy. With Furman, they got beat with Southern, and then with Detroit Mercy. They're not, like, blowing these teams out. They're struggling against these teams. So just, like, just to give them wins.
They're surviving against some of these.
Just to give them wins after what they're about to go through isn't a good take, because they haven't proved that they can do that. And once they get smacked down, they go 0-4 in these next four games, and it's just a given they're going to go down and beat Western Kentucky? No.
Texas says Big Rig is the first guy to slurp up the Cal tweak, but he's the first to act like it's impossible for Mac to make corrections.
One's a Hall of Fame coach, one isn't. I'll give you that.
Cal wasn't a Hall of Famer yet when he tweaked.
That's a good point. He wasn't when he did the tweak. But he'd been to Final Fours and he won national championship at that point. Mac has done neither.
Texas says, Andy, you'd have to eat in your car alone.
No, you wouldn't.
Texas says, Andy, you'll need some wrinkled khakis from Kohl's first.
You got some?
We can do that. Yeah, that won't be a problem at all.
$19. You're
Jack.
Ready to go.
There we go. Let's take a break. On the other end is Scott Satterfield's Swipe Mark Stoops. Find out next. All right, BJ Heating and Cooling. It is cold, guys, and I don't think we're going to have a turnaround. I think it's just going to be cold, and that's the way it is. You pop on that heat, you hear something, you smell something, it doesn't turn on. You know you need to call somebody, and that somebody is BJ Heating and Cooling. You can find them online right now, bjheatcool.com. Their phone number, 812-283-7221, and they are on call 24/7, 365 for all of those emergencies, whether it be a small fix or full system replacement. They'll give you that upfront pricing, whether it be for your home or your business. Plus, right now, if you have that room that's difficult to heat up in the winter, cool down in the summer, you still want to use the room, whatever it may be, those Bryant mini splits are a quiet and efficient way to do just that. And BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. Again, 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Vince, I know they're just polls, and you know media polls are what they are, but yesterday the team was picked to finish sixth in the division. Were you surprised? What was your initial reaction? What did you think about that?
And James Strebel.
We should have been picked first.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I love that sound. It's a good question. It's a great answer.
Yeah.
Governor's Cup coverage reminder, 4:30 over 93.9. The Ville Blank's going to be at the Alley on Saturday. All the pregame, all the postgame. You know what the deal is. And then over here on 680-105.7, Strebel and Anson, Justin Jeffries going to be hanging out with you. Some pregame coverage, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame. We are absolutely going to blow this out of the water. We will be on the air on Friday getting you ready for that as well. So how about that?
That's right. Not taking off on Friday.
I just saw Ants texted me, so I don't know what he said.
Uh-oh.
It's always during the show. Yeah. It's a bunch of different questions.
Yeah.
It's a whole bit.
I'm sure it's a mess.
It is. It's always a mess.
Well, I think he's going to drive Jeffries and I around.
What time are you guys going? I'll meet
you. Where is he going to park?
Probably about, we're going to meet here about 1 or 2 o'clock.
Okay, there's a big difference, 1 or 2 o'clock.
It could be 1 o'clock.
Okay,
we can 1 o'clock. We'll meet at 1 o'clock here.
What if my wife will pick me up, Jack? I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you hop in the car with us.
No, I'm saying you guys are coming back to
that's true. Yeah, we're not going back to Indiana. That's correct.
Right.
So about 1
what
o'clock.
What am I going to do, huh?
Yeah, then we'll roll around. We'll have some fun. We'll
how about
some
that?
Shenanigans.
You guys could
we'll
be all decked out?
Oh, yeah. I'll be wearing my UK hoodie. You better believe I have a little hat on my head.
A little hat on your
head?
Yeah,
I have a hat on my head. I'll be ready to go.
Well, there we go.
I'm not afraid.
Okay. You're
smoke.
Not afraid. Okay. Okay.
Here come the text. I'll throw a beer at Strebel.
No, I'll
fight him in the
someone
street.
Someone said Andy is a Matt Jones wannabe, then Strebel is a, and then it's cut off.
Oh,
and
it's
I'm
gone?
Trying to decide if I want to click on it.
Probably you Ryan Lemon wannabe.
Probably. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not? What am I?
Oh, Andy is a Matt Jones wannabe. Strebel's a Matt Jones never be. Okay,
like
that.
Okay, there we go.
So while slighting me, it slights you more.
Even
I'm good with that. Did Satterfield swipe Mark Stoops and scheduling? Okay, so I want to be clear. I don't care, and I don't even think it matters. By the way, can I pause everything?
Yeah.
Houston's up on Butler 14-0, and I love that. Little old Butler.
Little old Butler.
Ask Greg Doyle what he thinks about that, Jackie Poo.
Oh, yeah. He wrote a column about him after Michigan State killed him. He said,
I pet the Bulldog. Yes. Yeah, they're down 14-0.
I pet the Bulldog.
It's okay, because they had a great atmosphere.
Well,
that's what Greg Doyle wrote.
About I like Butler that court, even though they're not in Maui.
By the way, Jack's leaving to go to Camelot here. He's going to go cover the Kentucky game.
Yes.
Does it bother Jack at all that Purdue is being stroked right now nationally?
Man, big
basketball.
Time.
I mean, you'll never be that.
Bozich had him at number one in his poll.
How about that?
You see that?
You see, Bozich was pissed off last night.
Garbage!
He's like, the Big Ten Network's garbage.
Love
to talk to Bozich about that. Anyway, so I don't care. I'll let you guys battle this out.
All right.
I'm saying the battle of who did you play, who did you win, I don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation around Mark Stoops and his scheduling is an old-ass conversation. And then on top of it, Tim Sullivan in the hole, if the SEC goes to 9 games, Will the game continue? I mean, that was July and August radio.
It was.
That was SEC media days.
Yep.
I mean, we did that in the summer.
Yeah, it's
when
been
we were
months.
Still predominantly doing shows from home. I don't care about any of that. I don't care about the scheduling. The scheduling's not that different, where I feel like one team has been just tested way more
right.
than the other. And I don't
That's
care.
The absurd thing.
And I don't, it doesn't even mean anything or very much, in my opinion, in a 60 minute, one game sample size. But I understand that y'all got to do what y'all got to do. And I get that. But I'm saying for me, it doesn't really enter my analysis, and I do not care. And I've turned those two and three storylines completely down.
Sure, as you should. But what, this is what I'll say.
Okay, say this, what you got to say.
This is Scott Satterfield's attempt to be tough.
Well, you haven't even heard it yet.
So I haven't heard it. But
well, hang on, let's have you hear
it
first. Okay,
all right, let me hear it.
Because well, I want to hear
Thank
it. I want to hear it in context.
Okay. Okay.
So you want to hear the full clip then, or just the 11-second shot?
Ooh. I kind of feel like we need to hear both.
Like you said, the
context. Don't we need to hear both? Yeah.
Yeah, the context. We got to hear the context.
What is it? Satterfield 4, the different scheduling
three
philosophy.
3 is the full thing, and then 4 is the short clip.
Three.
Okay, so
Ooh.
How about this? Give me the short thing. Okay, Jack.
Save that.
Jack, give me the short thing. Shouldn't be a problem for anyone on the show. Okay? Give me the short thing, and then we'll do the long thing.
Okay.
Is that okay? Short thing first. Long thing second.
The short one gets you ready for the long one.
Short thing first.
Yep.
It'll get us ready, and then we'll do the long thing.
I'm ready.
Kind of just look at what we've played this year, non-conference, and what Kentucky's played this year. It's a different philosophy, really, of how you schedule your non-conference. And I think it just goes to whatever school you're at, what your philosophy may be.
I've only played Kentucky one time. And, you know, the first year, I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know... What
he's
kind
confident.
Of rivalry that was. Really.
Sad's confident.
No, he's not.
I do now.
He's not.
Haven't been here for almost 3 years. And so I'm really looking forward to this game. I think, you know, obviously we want to compete for ACC championships. We want to be in the hunt in that regard. But this game's huge for us. You know, our guys can't wait to get back out there on Sunday. Start preparing for this team. And, you know, and Kentucky's had a great year. I mean, I don't know how many, you know, I mean, I don't even know how many wins they have, but they've had a really good year. 8 wins right now, and they got New Mexico State, probably going to be 9.
Seven.
You're trying to go to 8. Yeah.
No idea.
They've had a really good year.
No clue.
You know, we get to play them at our place. Hopefully we'll have a packed house. You know, hope everybody comes out. You know, I know we're in the state of Kentucky, but hopefully it's going to be the state of Louisville on Saturday when we go out there and play. Whatever time we play, we're looking forward to this game. I can say that. We got a lot of momentum headed to this next week. We got to get healthy. When I say healthy, I'm saying sickness that's been going around.
Oh,
you know,
there it is.
We'll die down
by
the time we get to Sunday.
That's sad. I don't know how many wins they have. I didn't know.
Yeah, but you believe you agree with the non-conference schedule. This gives Louisville fans a badge of honor. They feel
good. I'm gonna rip the badge off on Saturday night. And I'm going to stomp on it.
Here's what it's doing. We need a badge, Jack. Order a badge from Amazon. Here's what it's done. Louisville fans schedule better in the non-con.
Sure.
The ACC isn't as good.
Not
they
close.
Schedule better in the non-con.
Sure.
And they lose the big game.
Yeah.
Every year they
So
lose.
There's your prize.
Every year they hurt their season by doing so.
Getting smashed by Alabama.
Trying to think if Louisville actually has won the big game.
Purdue.
They beat Purdue that one year, They beat Purdue that one year.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay, so Kentucky, because we're living in this world where the I'm taking both of y'all out. We're living in this world where the SEC schedule, okay,
grind.
It can be lopsided,
sure,
okay. And this year, you saw who Kentucky played, and so obviously, by the way, if you want to look at the non-con this year, go look at next year's Kentucky non-con. There's some Youngstown State and Northern Illinois mixed in there.
Damn right.
Along with another bum and then Louisville.
Yeah.
So it ain't getting better, okay?
No, not anytime soon.
And Mark Stoops gets that cash hitting that, seventh win or whatever it is?
Seventh win.
Here's the thing. Sat thinks he's got something for you.
I don't think he does.
Sat thinks he's got something for you.
Andy, he didn't know what the record was. He had no idea.
Who cares?
I care because he doesn't know what he's doing. He didn't know what he's talking about.
Who cares?
He sounds...
The record's this. I don't know what happened. They won 9 games, 8 games.
He's looking at you. No. He's looking at you.
Cross out.
I'm saying Scat has got something for you.
He got nothing.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not worried about him at all.
He thinks he's got something for you.
No, he doesn't. He has no...
He thinks he's got something for you.
I don't think he does. I don't think he does. Now, I think he's terrified.
As far as the scheduling philosophy goes, y'all can battle that out. I don't really care.
Oh, I don't care about that either.
Louisville schedules better than the non-con. The ACC sucks. They schedule way better than the non-con, and they historically lose those games.
Sure.
The big game they play, they don't look like they should be on the same field
as
Alabama, as Auburn, as Ole Miss.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, that's fine and good.
That's a little talkative.
No, he wasn't. He was confused, and he started droning on about, well, here we want to win ACC championships. It's like, no, you can't do any of this. He can sit up there, and he can chirp all he wants. I mean, when you sit there and you don't know the opposing team's record or anything about them, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's an inept coach. He's an inept coach. And Louisville fans right now are getting mad. No, you said this about him 3 weeks ago. So you agreed with me 3 weeks ago until the magical resurrection against Syracuse and Duke.
It's Easter. It's the resurrection.
Yes, right, exactly.
It is.
It's the resurrection.
That'll be interesting to see if you're playing a 9-game schedule that only leaves 3 non-conference, and how are you going to schedule that?
Yeah, big, tough schedule.
I think
you
that's
get embarrassed.
A huge debate for everybody
throughout
the college landscape
of
how do you schedule your non-conference, particularly if you're having to play 9 conference games. It's a much easier when you can play 8 conference games and have 4 of the non-conference to be able to have a little bit more maneuverability to see who you want to play. So it will be interesting if we did go to 9 and where you're limited. And if you're playing such a tough schedule week in and week out, do you want to continue your non-conference to be tough as well? I think that's a dilemma and a question that administrators and have to find out and figure out. As coaches, pretty much we just play who they tell us to play.
Oh.
So, I think you can kind of just look at what we've played this year in non-conference and what Kentucky's played this year. It's a different philosophy, really, of how you schedule your non-conference. And I think it just goes to whatever school you're at, what your philosophy may be.
I'll give them Ole Miss. Central Florida and Eastern Kentucky. Don't talk to me about your badass non-conference.
When was Ole Miss scheduled? It was probably before Satterfield, I believe.
That
was a Tom Jurich thing.
I think so.
By the way,
yeah.
Nicky the Boots.
Hi,
here.
Nick. Hey guys.
There
How's everybody doing?
They
want the boot.
Did you spill a bunch of oats on the ground? What's going on with you?
And I promise I have not ignored that. Where's our vacuum? I mean, because I'm going to have to clean it up by hand.
I didn't know we had one. I can bring like a dustbuster. That might be easier. But here's the thing: Nicky the Boot is he's got oats. Like, I don't know if he's becoming a horse.
Are you healthy? Are you feeding a pony?
No, he's also got like what kind? It's beet juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, beet juice. What are you, Dwight Schrute?
And pomegranate juice, yeah.
Ugh.
It's an acquired taste, to say
like,
the least.
Like Dwight Schrute.
Yeah. Why
it's also what they called Struble in high school, beet juice. At Campbell's Dump.
Why are you drinking beet juice? What are the health positives for drinking beet juice?
It's an aphrodisiac. No, I'm kidding. It's supposed to lower blood pressure.
Oh, okay.
I got bored waiting for the dog's medicine.
I take medicine for that.
And I'm about to because I got bored and just hopped on the Higgy machine. I was like, I'm sure it's not great. And it came up and it was like, how are you alive?
Yeah, you need to.
And I was like, okay,
probably need
to dial it back.
Get that checked out, man. Because it happened to me. I started seeing spots and stuff. It's really weird.
Yeah.
So you need to go to the doctor. Yeah.
Texas says, Andy, Joe Biden is more coherent than Satterfield. You are reaching for material today. Texas says, I agree with Sweeney Man on this take. He's confident he's got something for Kentucky.
He doesn't. He really doesn't. There's nothing. What out of that sound screams confidence?
I think they're confident. That's what I'm saying. I think Louisville's confident.
Which part of it?
Overall, in general, they have a level of confidence.
The fans do, and it's all fake.
Listen, you can think it's fake.
It is fake.
I'm telling you what's out there.
It's not for me to judge. It is out there.
Well, actually, it is for me to judge. What am I talking about?
What do you do every day?
We actually do judge. That's all we do.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. 437-9680, Nicky the Boots here. Short break, 5 o'clock hour, coming up next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.